Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
You're listening to The Score through the power of Radio.com Sports.
Radio.com Sports. Stream The Score and all of your favorite sports stations. And it's so easy to download.
Keep listening for the best experts in sports. Tons of original sports content. Podcast Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com Sports. It's easy and it's free.
This is Radio.com Sports.
I had no tangible evidence that my dad killed anyone.
What April Bellaccio did have was a feeling.
Let me ask you, how many people do you know that have been murdered?
None.
Well, everywhere I went, people that we knew or associated with were being murdered.
I'm Josh Dean. For the last 3 years, I've been following April, trying to make sense of what her father did and what else he may have done.
We know for a fact that they're both here and they're both there.
Well, nearly identical murders.
Nearly identical murders occur.
And he still had his arm raised like he never lowered the gun.
It's a true crime story that's also about our obsession with true crime and the mythic monsters we create.
I believe that my dad was consumed with the Zodiac, but I can look you in the eye and tell you he did not kill JonBenet.
I know, nobody likes that one.
The Clearing, from Pineapple Street Media, in association with Gimlet.
The Clearing is available now for free on the Radio.com app.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Is it possible that Chris Bryant can be signed to a multi-year contract extension as a Cub?
I can't comment on that. I think, have we attempted? Absolutely. And I think that, you know, we try not to comment on our discussions with players, and we try to keep those things quiet. So I'll respect that, but you know, it's no secret that we've engaged in those discussions. So I guess by definition, the fact that we've engaged in those discussions is possible. But you know, I also, you know, we obviously haven't reached a deal, and you know, I guess beyond that, I wouldn't comment. But you know, certainly it is something we've attempted in the past.
He gone.
That's not accurate. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I don't think we need a he gone. I don't think
not
that,
yet.
No, not yet.
Likely, but I think it's because I think you're reading the tea leaves and sure, connecting the dots. And another clue came yesterday. I looked at the Braves signing Marcell Ozuna to a 1-year, $18 million contract as a sign of a team that wants to win in 2020. And it's serious about its ability to contend for a pennant and to go deep in the playoffs. And if that's the case, and I think that indicates it might be the case, you have to look at Chris Bryant as being a guy that still fits in their plans, potentially, if he has 2 years left on his contract, like he likely will have at the end of this grievance.
Well, again, the grievance, let's get to this, please.
Let's grieve about the grievance.
I have a grievance. I'm going to file with an arbitrator to stop this length of grievance. And I get it. You know, we were told it was going to take time, and everybody knew it was coming at some point. But I had been told it was either going to be late last week or early this week. We're already at Wednesday. So if it doesn't happen this week, I don't know that emotionally I can handle another week.
Well, I can't wait for the outrage in 4 years, because that's when if you file the grievance today, in 4 years, it'll probably be decided.
What happens first? The grievance gets resolved, or Comcast strikes a deal with Marquee?
Well, they only have like 7 or 8 days to get that done.
Both should be of great concern to Cubs fans.
Yeah,
I really think not to mix, you know, baseball and business, but I think that both those issues being unresolved as we sit here today on January 22nd is something that Cubs fans shouldn't ignore. The contract with Comcast, or the lack of one, it threatens your ability the ability of many Cubs fans, thousands out there, of watching games the way they're used to watching games. The Chris Bryant thing, we were told sort of over the weekend, end of the month. That's like next week.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. We're closing in on February.
So pitchers and catchers report on February 11th or 12th, I believe it is.
Wow.
Will the Cubs have a deal for Chris Bryant, a trade made, or will Chris Bryant still be a Cub when they go to camp?
I think they're going to go to camp, and then they're going to bring out the arbitrator, like in
I did with Dexter
instead
Fowler.
Of yeah, exactly. And everyone will be, oh my god, oh, I can't believe what a surprise!
Or they'll bring out these four guys, like, you know, that look like pitchers, and nobody will know who they are because they're prospects.
It's the guy dressed like Batman.
Yeah,
it's the arbitrator.
The Braves are in go-for-it mode. The Braves are positioning themselves to make a more aggressive effort to win in 2020 than it appears the Cubs are. Is that a fair statement to make?
That's an interesting statement to make. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I got to see what the Cubs look like when the season starts. I'm trying to adapt the Dustin Rhodes philosophy of let's wait and see. Let's see what the team looks like. You know, they did make a trade yesterday. They got a guy who was designated for assignment in Boston who could come in and help out in the bullpen. And you never know how that stuff works, but that would seemingly put an end to the Pedro Strop thing, even though it's just another body. I mean, I don't know why I'm making it so conclusive, but it's something. They did something. It's we've been waiting for something forever, and I don't even know if that counts. But again, it's something.
Cubs bullpen taking auditions now.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. You're looking for somebody to come in and to capture lightning in a bottle, because that's the way bullpens are built sometimes.
That's right.
And you can find those things year to year. My question, though, is this is an 84-win team that has yet to make a move of significance to make them better. So I guess when I say the Braves are positioning themselves to win more in 2020, it's because the Cubs have yet to do anything. Well,
the Braves are two-time National League East defending champions. I mean, their window is wide open right now.
And I do respect, Kevin, I don't want to take anything away from what the Braves have accomplished so far, but
the Ozuna moves to win now.
To get to the World Series.
Why would you bring in Edwin Encarnacion if not to win right now? And the White Sox obviously have their fan convention this weekend. It's sold out. And they're in that sweet spot of fandom.
Yes.
Right? Where you feel like something good is coming and the excitement is building and it's already kind of started. And now here they have added. And I don't know what's going to happen moving forward, but I know that it's that really good part of being a fan where you have nothing but high expectations. With the Cubs, they're not in that sweet spot. They had obviously gotten the World Series, and you thought it was going to be a dynasty, and now they're in this kind of weird, what are they? Are they in? Are they not? Have they made the move? Hey, damn you, I don't like the Marquee Network. It's like a different period of fandom, And yeah, it happens.
They're a victim of their own success.
What do you have against the marquee network?
Boo. And the White Sox are in a similar position from a fan standpoint. I feel like that the Cubs were in 2015. You have the sense of anticipation. And right, if the Cubs fans are spoiled at this point, it was so sweet back in 2015. And that's where the Sox fans are now. It's like this weekend, can you remember being as excited for a Sox fan convention to see and hear from all your team than you, any more than you are right now about this weekend?
Oh, no, it's swoon time. It's really, it's a great time of year. And, you know, it's going to be fun. Because not just the guys that they brought in, but also the guys that are coming back, and presumably the younger players get better. And until that stops happening, I think it's a great time for fandom and a great time to be excited.
I asked John Heyman this question earlier when we had him on, and we talked a little bit about the Sports Talk Live yesterday. Nolan Arenado is a guy that the Rockies, even though they are protesting and declaring that they will not trade him, that usually means that they're going to trade him, right? If he's out there, if you're the White Sox, if you're Rick Hahn, are you picking up the phone? Are you exploring any sort of possibility? Because
it's a hard deal to make.
It is.
Because he can opt out of his contract in 2 years. He's paid very generously, very handsomely. And you're going to bring a guy in. What are you giving up, first of all?
Well, that's a good question. But you ransom. Have a lot to give up.
Okay. You got a lot of young prospects.
That
you got a lot
want.
Of. But, you know, you're trying.
Who would you be okay with, though, right? I mean, there's got to be one of these guys that you'd say, okay, it wouldn't crush me if, okay,
well,
is it Aloy? Would you give
hang
him
up the phone,
yeah,
Dustin? Aloy is 22.
Exactly.
That's why I'm asking, it's going to be one of those types of guys. It's Nick Madrigal's not going to get it done, okay? So that's not an option.
Well, I don't know that you want that.
No, Nolan Arenado is not an option for the White Sox. If they wanted to spend $250, $300 million on a third baseman, they had Manny Machado in their sights last year.
Well, he said no thank you.
And they've spent some of that money since.
And now they've got a third baseman maybe that's just as good as either one of them.
Exactly.
But it might not be $250 million if he has that opt-out and you're looking at maybe 2 years. Again,
what are you giving up? It comes down to... They're not going to make that deal unless they're blown away. I mean, they're in a tough spot trying to make a deal. I get that. Ditto with the Cubs. I mean, unless the Cubs just – I thought John Heyman made a good point. Why would the Cubs want Atlanta to have Chris Bryant? How does that help the Cubs get to their next World Series?
You know how it does?
Because they're getting young players in return?
Yes, because the hall of players, the caliber of prospect that they could get from the Atlanta Braves – besides the Los Angeles Dodgers, perhaps, probably it's going to be the highest quality that they can get. And if you're Theo Epstein and you're being pragmatic about the way you're looking at this, and you've conceded that in 2020 you might not win the World Series, but in 2021 maybe you will. Maybe 2022 you're positioned to do that if you get the best that you can for Chris Bryant.
By all accounts, and I'm going back to what we learned from the Washington rumors, and we don't have all the names, but... they were looking for Victor Robles and plus, plus, plus. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not going to happen. You're not going to, I mean, make a deal like that. Great. A guy that's already, you know, great young player comes in, fills the hole in center field, and off you go. I understand that kind of idea. But I would just be very careful about trading Chris Bryant.
Well, the Braves are going into the opening day, their opening day right now, or spring training, with their third baseman replacing Josh Donaldson as Johan Camargo. And I just don't think that they're going to be satisfied with that. And not a team that wants to take that next step. They're consistent, they're winners, and all that stuff is true. But it's all about getting to the World Series and winning a pennant.
312-644-6767. Let's try Dominic. He's in Lyle. Good morning, Dominic.
Hey, Dominic.
Hey, I talked to you guys before. Chris Bryant's having a baby. His wife's having a baby. Everything's good. They're staying in Chicago. And the Mad Hatter that you talked about, he's on Batman. Okay. And another thing, you wonder why Nick Castellanos hasn't signed yet. Nick Castellanos hasn't signed yet because he's coming back to the Cubs. He's just waiting for the Cubs to get some money deals going. And he's going to be back with the Cubs, and the Cubs are going to be on top, and no one's going to catch him.
Thanks, Dominic.
It's all good for the Cubs.
Okay. Thanks for the phone call. Look, Chris Bryant, he may want to stay in
Chicago. Cubbies.
He doesn't have a long-term contract, and it may be out of his control. And regardless of his, you know, blissful family situation, he may be on the move anyway.
They got Costco's outside of here so he can afford to buy the diapers for the new baby?
Well,
I mean, I'm just
Costco does have good prices on diapers and formula.
Just because so you're having a kid
doesn't make you untradeable. No.
Well, I'm sorry. We've got the baby to be named later. We just can't.
I can't take this call right now. I'm burping the baby.
That is really. That's very. We sorry, just CEO. Bought a crib. Yeah. What are we supposed to do? Move?
Yeah. Thanks for the phone call.
They don't have any baby formula in Arizona or.
Price isn't as good.
He's having a kid. He can't possibly move. Well, didn't he fly in order to go to the...
Pampers are made in Elgin.
Okay. The Castellanos rumor, that might have a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, until he signs somewhere else, you're always going to wonder if he's got
this sort of... He's last man standing, right?
Yeah. So, well, right now with Ozuna at the Braves.
Ozuna gone, so who wants him? I don't mean it like you wouldn't want him. I mean, who is going to step up and try to make a deal?
I'd have taken Ozuna on a one-year deal over Nomar Mazara.
For that price?
Yeah. Oh, hey, back off on Mazara. He's going to be in a different spot in the lineup, Kev. Maybe, would you include him in the Nolan Arenado trade?
Nomar Mazara. Yeah.
Dustin, would that make it happen?
You start there.
And Covey.
No, I just don't understand why it would be so ridiculous for the Sox to be engaging in that conversation. I think
ridiculous.
Nolan Arenado.
I did.
Okay, but how you got? Well, Kevin, I don't think Kevin it's going to happen. I don't think Mr. Baseball. How much better is Nolan Arenado than most of the guys on the White Sox right now?
He's not. I mean, he's great.
He's great.
But people don't realize how damn good Yoan Moncada was.
Well, that's the thing. You've got three guys.
He flew under the radar. He was fantastic. Right.
But you could put him back at second base.
But you have Madrigal coming with the White Sox. You've got three guys that are considered, I think, probably untouchable: Moncada, Jimenez, and Luis Robert. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
It takes one of those three for sure.
What about Giolito? And you know what? Giolito, we talked about him yesterday and everyone got, you know, oh no, he's deaf. Giolito has been, he's been basically a 2-year starter. The first year, everybody wanted to get rid of him. And the second year, he was, you know, going to win the Cy Young. Ronaldo Lopez, the first year, it was like, God, he's so much better than Giolito. The second year, we got to get rid of him. So who knows? Is it with young players? Don't you have to wait and see what they are?
Uh oh.
What?
Molly predicts bounce back, a regression year for Giolito.
That's what I heard.
You heard bounce back for Ronaldo Lopez.
Oh, okay. Bounce back for
Molly's
Lopez.
Glass is, you know what? I had a glass earlier. It tripped. You know why? Because I always give 110%.
Molly predicts Trubisky like regression for Giolito.
Molly suggests trading Giolito for Owen for Arenado. Starting point.
MVP Lucas. Right.
Well, the show should end the way
Everybody
it began.
They're fun.
Dustin and his conspiracies.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Dustin, go. Again, you're being slowly surrounded. All right, we're going to bring in Dan O'Connor next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
The following is a message from the law offices of Frank and Verity.
Do you have a service animal like an emotional support pig?
If so, aww.
Also, you might be able to use TaxAct to deduct his expenses, and they know what they're doing.
They're just helping you to find every tax advantage you deserve, so stop calling to ask if it's legal.
We're not emotional support lawyers.
TaxAct's surprisingly legal, so don't call us. 1-833-NO-CALLS with a Z.
Your tax situation may be different. TaxAct is not a substitute for legal or tax advice, and these are actors, not real attorneys.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Always aggravated. The microphone.
Valenti's signature podcast.
And what Roberto said is the truth. It's like people get angry. Like, if you're the same person and you've gotten up 2-3 times, nah, I'm done with that. Mm-hmm. Like, if you got to allow every person to get up once. You get one shot, one time.
I'll even give you two.
Yeah, but people don't. They don't want to excuse me.
Always.